please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Under item two, board reports, letter A, Judy Johnson.
Judy Johnson. So I want to tell a story that when I became the superintendent at Norton, everyone gave me all kinds of advice, do this, do that, and make sure you look at this. And I said, what about Judy Johnson? They said, leave her alone and let her do her job. So I haven't left her alone. We've been able to talk quite a few times, but she's been a blessing for me this year to work with her, but even more so for the district for a long time. So I got an email on April 12th that I wanted to share with everyone that says, on behalf of the School Nutrition Association of Ohio, I want to congratulate you for reaching the milestone of providing 25 or more years of service to the school nutrition industry. The industry has certainly changed over the last 25 years. However, I am confident in knowing that dedicated individuals like you, this is to Judy, have remained a constant in the lives of the children. And she is being honored on June 7th at the Ohio Annual Conference in Cincinnati as a Buckeye Service Award recipient. And on behalf of the school board, we just wanted to invite you here tonight in front of our public and say congratulations on this award and thank you for your great service to Norton City Schools. We appreciate it. So thank you, Judy.
Yes, you do a wonderful job. You're the reason my kids won't take their lunches anymore. Under item B, pay to participate.
Yeah, I just want the board to know, I know one of the things we worked on with our community, if the levy did not pass, was that we would be entertaining other ways to generate revenue. And I would like by the June 4th board meeting to have a proposal to all of you for recommendation that Norton becomes a pay to participate district. Not too many details. It's happening all over the region to begin with. We've not had to go there, but we've reached that point as a district where we need to take a look at additional ways to generate some revenue. And I don't have, again, no details in terms of what that will look like, but it will impact our athletes, clubs, and activities, band. So I know that that will be important information to all of our parents as they plan for school next year and summer activities. But I just wanted to announce to the board that I will have some information to you within a couple of weeks for your review and make a recommendation in June for that.
Okay. We're doing things a little bit differently as a board. There's a lot of things that we talk about at the end of the meeting that a lot of people, because they have young children or for whatever reason, are not able to stick around. So we're trying to get more information out to you before student recognition so that more people hear what's going on and what we're doing. So the next thing we want to talk about is the Panther Remembrance Run, which I don't know if anyone's seen these flyers up everywhere, but this is our first run this Saturday. It starts at 9 o'clock. You can sign up at active.com and you just search under Norton. And Mr. Shaner is challenging everybody to try and beat him in the race. So
good luck.
So this will be a great event, not just for the district, but for the community as well. So we hope as many people as possible are able to turn out. And then at this time, we're going to ask if there's any additional comments that board members want to make, that some of the things that we may have typically said at the end of the meeting. And there's just a few things that I want to add. I want to thank the levy committee. I mean, everybody who worked so hard on our levy campaign. There was a lot of great leadership, a lot of new people that came out. I feel like I've made friends with people who I had never met before, and it was just fantastic. As a result of that, I mean, everyone knows that we fell short, and because of that, we are forced to make budget cuts that are not easy for any of us sitting up here. We know that some families are going to be affected by some of the changes that we are being forced to make, but we really have no choice. We can't operate in the red. Mrs. Hagenbusch is doing the best that she can in trying to make our numbers come out and look good, but we needed that additional revenue. So our goal, I think I can speak for everyone up here, our goal is not to impact students as much as we possibly can. So that's what we're going to try to do, but I'm not sure that that's something that we can completely prevent. But thank you for everyone who worked hard on it and everyone who voted in favor of it. We appreciate all of you. And that's all that I have at this point. If there's anyone else?
I would also like to add to that, I would like to thank very much the people who voted for the levy. For issue two, this last election, we had a lot of people come out and vote. We just need more support for our programs, for our students, when we put this back up, probably in November.
Go ahead.
I'm going to ask Eric just quickly to talk about, you know, I've been in a building before where an inspector comes in, whether it's safety inspector or food inspector, and everyone is on eggshells. And sometimes that's a surprise. We like to believe that we're always ready when that happens, and we work really hard as a district. And Norton Primary just had a preschool inspection. I'd just like for him to go over the results of that for a second.
Just 2 weeks ago, we recently completed our on-site, unannounced preschool inspection. And many kudos to our preschool teachers and teacher assistants, because we came out of that inspection well prepared, ready to go, and 100% compliance reported. So just many kudos to that team. They're working really hard and they're doing what's best for kids. I do have two members of that team here tonight, so if you guys could stand, Laura Nichols and Megan McClellan.
So 100% passage is very difficult and somewhat rare. So kudos to you as the building leader and all of the teachers involved in that process. One final thing, you know, as we go through the agenda tonight, you'll see some of the things that are on here, like the ESC agreements. We work with the Medina County ESC for autism services, and we work with the Summit County ESC on multiple services. And as a result of us continuing to look at every dollar, the building principals have done an amazing job, and all of our directors, curriculum director, everyone, in coming back to me and us really looking at needed services. So we're going to take great care of our kids next year. And because of some of the smarts of those people and good planning, we're cutting about $28,000 off that budget. So I wanted to make the public aware of that. But even more importantly, we looked at we have an ESL tutor position that is posted right now, that because of good planning and good thought behind the administrative team, we're going to go from a $43,000 stipend to an $18,000 stipend, because we're taking ownership of the position and we think it's actually going to be a really good situation for our kids. So I just wanted to let the board know, you know, that the administrative team will always look for best practice, but especially now, and I just wanted to say thank you to them.
Okay. I actually had two more things on my list that I forgot to mention. Next month, our June meeting is going to be a week earlier than it typically is. We'll be meeting at June 4th at 6 o'clock in this room, and that's just due to some people being on vacation, so we're trying to accommodate all of that.
And no committee on the whole.
Correct, and we will not have a committee of the whole meeting next month. So, and one other thing I wanted to mention, stand up if you didn't see High School Musical. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want anybody to actually stand up. But we had two sellout nights, and that has never happened before. I mean, it was just fabulous. So hats off to Mr. Vail, Mrs. Pletcher, the cast and the crew, and everyone. They did a fabulous job.
I actually have one more.
Okay.
Sorry. every year for the past probably 7 years, I've been, and Cindy and I believe Jennifer have worked the reality day at the middle school. And the middle school has an amazing reality day where they take the eighth graders and they tell them how many children they have, what kind of job they have, what their income is, and then they have to go through life within the gym and figure out, can I actually make it on this salary? Do I need more education? Do I need more training? And it's a great experience for them. It's a wonderful experience for me every year. And I was just told before the meeting tonight that Jackie McDonald, who's standing, sitting in the middle of the room, needs probably 5 more volunteers. So if you would like, please talk to Jackie before you leave tonight. We need as many people as possible to show up. It's a great experience.
Okay. Any other board comments?
Yeah, I want to say I'll be at Reality Day, so it's fun. I've been there since it started, and it's just amazing to see kids. Their minds are blown at how expensive it is. I'm like, yeah, you need to appreciate your parents, you know, for what they do for you. The one thing I'm going to mention is last Tuesday was the Senior Awards Ceremony. It's where all the scholarships are handed out to our students. Once again, we had a lot of scholarships, and this year I was amazed at how many groups added another scholarship, up the amount of money. There were kids walking away with fistfuls of money. Let me tell you, it was really a good evening. And the play was phenomenal. The last number was just incredible that the kids did. And then also thank you to the levy committee. I know there's a lot of people here that worked on it, and we just do really appreciate your efforts.
I'll go. Or Chris, go ahead.
Go ahead, Liz.
I also want to thank the community members that voted for the levy, as well as the many, I think probably the largest group of folks that were willing to help with the levy since I've been a part of the board. So thank you very much to everyone. Greatly appreciating just unfortunately the outcome. On some better news, I feel like in the winter we congratulated every sports team because we had tons of PTC champs and everything else. So the spring teams, softball, baseball, both sectional champs in the district semifinals. Softball plays Wednesday, May 16th at Willard Park in Canton against Springfield at 5 p.m. If they win, they're in the district championship. Baseball plays tomorrow night at Canal Park at 7 o'clock versus Louisville in the district semifinals. So good luck to those two sports programs, and hopefully they can continue moving on in the state tournament.
Mr. Inks.
All right. First, I'd like to say congratulations to all the students of the month that are here. A lot of times you guys don't get to hear us say it, but we're proud of what you do out there. And we're proud to see the pictures in the paper and hear your teachers talk about you up here. Congratulations to all the sports teams, track, baseball, softball, doing a phenomenal job. I can't keep up with the tweets and the news and everything every day. And also I want to say congratulations to all the graduates that are coming up next week. It's a big step. It's a huge step for these people, for these students. And it's what we as a school district, it's what we work for. It's what all the teachers work for, is to send these kids out into the world and either continue in college, go to the workforce, and prepare them the best that our school district can for. And I think we do a pretty good job of it. So lastly, one big positive note that came out of the levy is, just like Mr. Yule said, this was the largest amount of community support on a levy committee that I've seen in ever. I've been involved in numerous levy committees here, and to walk in this room and see 50 and 70 people at a meeting that don't work for the school, that don't sit on the school board, that just here because they're passionate about the schools, was a great thing. So to me, that's a small victory we took away. I hope we can continue to build on that, and that everybody knows about just how passionate people are about the school system here. And we'll be back. We'll be back, don't worry. So that's it.
Thank you. Okay, now we'll move on to student recognition.
We're going to start tonight with...
There were some PTC champs in track. I thought they would know.
We okay?
I was going to put Mr. Shaner on the spot and Katie, because I know there were some PTC champs in track.
Don Reinert won the 100 and 200, and then our 4x100 boys team. Matt Weirley, Don Reinert, you are putting me on the spot.
I'm sorry. I thought Katie would know when she walked
Katie
in.
Won, and then Paige Files won the high jump for the girls, and then they compete at districts this week, Wednesday, Friday. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, you know what?
Oh, no, April.
The back is a track.
I'm sorry.
Now you're on the spot.
Did I miss anybody?
No, you're good.
Okay. Hey, that was pretty good. So they did really well. And I wanted to add to Mr. Yule that currently our girls softball team is in first place in the league too. So they have to make up a couple of, you know, because of the weather, it's been fantastic.
Great weather.
The spring, they have a couple of games to make up. They're currently in first place. So, yeah.
Sorry.
That's good. Thank you. Now, Mr. Addis.
All right, we're going to start tonight with Mr. Eric Morris and our primary student of the month.
The opportunity to introduce you to two very important people. This is Mr. Nathan Brown. He is our soon-to-be graduating preschooler, moving on to kindergartner, and Mrs. Nichols, one of our key players to our preschool team, along with Mrs. McMullen, that's back there. So with no further ado, I'm gonna turn this over to Mrs. Nichols so she can talk about Nathan.
The preschool team got the opportunity to nominate a student of the month for the second time this year, and it happened to be on a day that I was out sick, and I got a text from Mrs. McMullen and Mrs. Slaughter saying, hey, we decided you're going to pick student of the month. And so I thought about it, and it didn't take me long to decide who I was going to pick. And this is Nathan. He's wrapping up his second year in preschool. And Nathan had an interesting opportunity in his second year because he missed going to kindergarten last year by one day. He turned 5 on August 1st, and he was super disappointed because this little guy's been ready for kindergarten for a while. Academically, he is on his game. He knows things that kiddos leaving kindergarten know. He is on target in every sense of the manner. So at the end of the year, I knew he was disappointed, and I had a conversation with him, and I went to him and I said, listen, I know you're disappointed, but I have a special job for you. Next year when you come back, I need you to be a leader, and I need you to show all of the new preschoolers coming in that haven't been here before how we do things around here. And I need you to help them get ready for kindergarten. And he took that very seriously, and that is what he has done all year long. He is a leader in every sense of the manner. You guys might have heard him saying the Pledge of Allegiance. He says it that loud and proud every day. He knows where his hand is supposed to be, and if his friends aren't doing it, he kindly reminds them. He's come a long way. He can be competitive, and he's learned how to channel that in a really positive manner, and I have just seen so much growth from him over the last 2 years, and I know he is definitely ready for kindergarten, so this was an easy choice, and thank you for being such a leader in preschool, buddy. Congratulations.
From Norton Elementary, welcome to Wendy Manet.
Unfortunately, our first grade student wasn't able to be here tonight, which was Blake Chapman. His teacher is here, so I told her you can just sit back. We'll talk about him another time. But I do have Mrs. Perkins and Braden, and I just have to say that he comes from such a great family. When she told me who she picked, I'm like, absolutely great choice, and she was quick. Yes. To answer me on this, so go ahead.
I am very honored to speak in his behalf. He's such a wonderful boy, and everyone who meets him always tells me, what a nice boy, he's so kind. And he's such a wonderful boy. I get very nervous, so I wrote everything down. I didn't want to forget anything, so I'm just gonna read it to you. I said, how do you define children's success in school? We could only talk about a student's academic success. That's only one facet of Braden. First of all, he excels academically. He's a motivated student with a great attitude about school. Every day comes in a big old smile, ready to start the day. He's ready to learn. He's very bright, he's very hardworking. And I love that he's independent and self-motivated, and he's really eager to learn. So that's the academic part of him. Now we're gonna talk about his character. He is never, ever missed a homework. and he has never, ever had his beaver clip moved, except for up. He has been an awesome Panther several times. He has also been an outstanding, proud Panther several times. He's very thoughtful, and he's very sensitive to other people's feelings. He's very kind. He's very respectful. He's a positive role model. His classmates always look to him for like advice and insurance because he's always doing the right thing, and they want to do that too, and that's nice to see. The kids talk about his friendly demeanor and how it always includes everyone. He likes for everybody to feel like they are part of our class family or his team. He loves sports. He loves everything about it, the camaraderie, and he wants to pull everybody in. He pats them on the back and they do a good job. So he makes everybody feel great. I talk about how he gives compliments freely. He helps students with their class jobs. He also helps students who maybe not too sure about the directions, and he immediately goes over and helps them out. Or if they're working on a project and they're running behind because maybe cutting is a little bit harder for them, he wants to go help them right away. And I love that about him. He's always willing and ready to help everybody. And the biggest thing about him is that he has such a big heart. He is willing to do anything and everything that needs to be done. And that's what makes him such a wonderful boy. He's very dependable, he's responsible, he's a fine citizen, and he always, always goes above and beyond academically and with his character. That's what I love about him.
Next, let's welcome Mr. Brady Sackett, Norton Elementary.
So I'm proud to announce our Students of the Month. In third grade, we have Alyssa Jordan. She'll be presented by Mrs. Kozak. Over here we have Jade Harper, fourth grader, big tall fourth grader, ready for fifth grade soon. And she is presented by a team of teachers, Mrs. Lowry, Mrs. Bonick, and Mrs. Stone. We'll start with Alyssa and Mrs. Kozak, please.
Okay, so Alyssa, you won Student of the Month because you're sweet and kind and caring, and that you worked really hard. You mastered all your multiplication and division facts. And you just, I love your perseverance and how hard you did. So for that, you get a cake.
Okay, well, we are proud to present our fourth grade student of the month, Jade Harper. Jade has had a very successful year academically. As a result of her persistence and hard work, she has made tremendous growths in language arts and math. She started off the year receiving intervention support for the language arts and math, and currently is receiving minimal supports as she moved into the co-teach classroom for math only. She is definitely an inspiration to her peers.
Although Jade is a quiet leader, her successes and actions speak loudly. When Mrs. Lowry and I think of words to describe Jade, the first ones that came to our mind were goal-driven and self-motivated. In addition, we never have to worry about Jade. She's willing to be partners with everyone and anyone, and that is a bonus for them because they love working with her because she's such a great listener. She brings out the best in her classmates, she brings the best out of our team, and that is why we chose her as Student of the Month.
Next, from Norton Middle School, Jackie McDonald, school counselor.
So I have the privilege of introducing to you Selena France. She is an eighth grader. I'm going to read you, it might take a while, some of the activities she's taken part in during her time at the middle school. She has been in our mentoring program that helps mentor our fifth graders. She's active in the ski club. She participates in the academic challenge program. She's in the drama club, the jazz band, the National Junior Honor Society, and a couple years ago she helped build our soapbox derby car that our school participated with in that. In addition to all of that stuff, she also, I didn't check the fact on this, but I think every quarter of her middle school career she's been on the honor roll. In addition to that, the whole building looks to her as a positive leader. So in all the years I've been here and all the students I've seen come through this program, I could not be more proud, and she could not be more deserving of this award. Her language arts teacher, Mrs. Davis Rupert.
Yes, I am honored on behalf of the eighth grade team to be speaking for Selena tonight, because she is an awesome student. She's very hardworking. She's so respectful to all of her teachers. If you ever ask a teacher anything about Selena, oh my gosh, she's an awesome kid. She's just that type of personality, warm, friendly, kind. You just are a wonderful student. You're going to travel far in this world. We will miss you dearly next year because you'll be at the high school, but she's also one of my ski club kids, so on those cold winter nights, to see her warm smile is awesome, and I look forward to seeing you next year again. So thank you.
And next we have Mr. Ryan Shaner from Norton High School.
So I have the privilege to introduce to you tonight, this is Katie Goodman, she's a senior, and our seniors were actually done last Friday, so go figure. We had to like call Katie and everything today, like, are you getting the message? Are you coming tonight? Because I usually see him in school today. And she was actually camping with her family. And then came because she has to be at school tomorrow. So, although she does have to take her AP Calculus exam tomorrow. So, Katie is an outstanding student. She's in Spanish 4. Say something Spanish to Mrs. Anderson right there. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have that. you were ready, Mercy. You were like, oh, this is great. This is great. No. But she's in AP British Literature, also AP Calculus. She's on the cross-country track team, as well as in her spare time, which is few and far between. Work at Moyer's Nursery as well. And the only thing that I want to share before I kind of turn this over to Ms. Levac or our teacher, is I remember, and some of you who have been around for a few years may remember this as well, 4 years ago when she was in eighth grade, she won Student of the Month. And Mr. Gogler spoke about her. And I remember him saying, because it was funny, but it was true, that all the teachers, you're like such a great kid, such high character, that all the teachers would say, when I grow up, I want to be just like Katie. And I still remember that 4 years later. So thank you, Mr. Gogler. And obviously it is still very much true. So I had asked Ms. Levac to come as well and say just a few things about Katie.
Well, that's a really good segue, because I'm her cross country and track coach. In cross country, we give out, you know, the serious awards, and then we do the ones that are a bit more funny, a little personal. And Katie gets, she always gets the Teen Mom Award, and I am not kidding you, like, so valuable to me. She's a better mom than me. I mean, I'm not one, but Katie is on it. She'll be doing this and this and this. She's organized, she's getting everybody in line. Like, I am going to miss her so much. I just can't even imagine what next year is gonna look like. I didn't prepare anything. I really wanted to speak from the heart, because that's what Katie deserves. Besides being an amazing student, she is an incredible person if you do not know her. She will remain positive in the face of adversity, in a challenge, in horrible conditions. And not only will she remain positive for herself, but positive for her teammates and other people that, you know, you're competing against. She'd make an excellent ambassador. I can't say enough of Katie's character. I'm losing my voice. I was honored that she asked me to come here and speak. here for this award, and like I said, I'm going to miss her tons. She's an amazing, amazing person.
Great. And that smile that you see is
real.
Plaster on her face all the time. So.
Normally at this time we would take a short break to congratulate all the students of the month, but this time we're going to wait for a speaker who would like to speak during public participation. Mr. Virgin, would you like to come up? Now, do I have to explain all the ground rules to you?
I got 3 hours.
Minutes.
Nobody's in a hurry. My name is Kurt Virgin, and I will be retiring. You're voting on that later on, so make sure you say yes. I've been a teacher for 31 years. My hair was parted in the middle back then, but just a bigger part now. I taught in a school called Black River, a school called Highland, and I've been here the past 17 years at Norton Middle School. 31 years. I'm going to ask you a question. Have you done something you loved for 31 years? Have you done something you loved for 31 years? I love what I've done for 31 years. There's no doubt in my mind. When I woke up in the morning, I wanted to come to work. Yeah, once in a while you want to roll over. But I wanted to come to work. No matter how bad a day was, I don't care what went on, there was always more good than bad from any student that I've ever had. I've loved what I've done for 31 years. I've taught in a lot of different places. I've lived in a few different places. And I'll leave on this. You get a hell of a bang for your buck at Norton, having taught in other districts and live in another one. The things that are accomplished academically, athletically, is unbelievable what's accomplished in this school district with what we have and what we've done and what we've got. I'm very proud. Even though I don't live in this community, I have always felt that I was part of this community, being a teacher and being a coach. I'm proud to say, I don't know if it's common that a teacher gets up at retirement. It didn't hit me till I was weed eating after school, knowing that this was up tonight. And I wanted to let you, the board, know, and you, the community, know, that I would be proud to have my children taught by the majority of teachers in this district, like any district. I'm proud to say I'm a Panther. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Virgin. Now we'll take a short recess to congratulate the students of the month. Oh, and I'm sorry. Yes. If we could have all the students of the month come over here for a photo. Okay. Under item 5, agenda, are there any additions or correct?
Other public participation.
Is there any other public participation? Anyone? Okay. Under item 5, agenda, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under board business, can I have a motion to approve items A, B, A and B?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 7, can I have a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Second. So moved.
Did you get that?
Second.
I'm Pat and Lewis. Is that okay?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Okay. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter C, special session meeting minutes, May 9th, 2018, attachment O?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Abstain.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0-1 abstention. Under item 8, Treasurer's Recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A through F?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 9, Superintendent's Recommendations, can I have a motion to approve items 1 through 10.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Did you have?
What do you mean?
Oh, I didn't know if you wanted to say something. That was retirements. I'm sorry.
I know that we have a number of people on here. I do.
I thought you did.
Yeah, I was looking ahead a little bit. And obviously, you know, we have 10 people on the list. We just heard from Mr. Virgin. You know, being in the profession for quite a while now, and I think he echoed it best on, you know, that total commitment to kids and what you get out of the experience. And I just want to take my hat off to all of these people. I know some of them have been a part of Norton for a very long time, but most importantly, you know, you're looking at teachers that are committed to kids in a variety of different roles, whether or not it's as an aide or a counselor, math teacher. And on behalf of the board, I just want to say thank you to all of these school personnel who were so committed to our school system.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter B, approve personnel certified one-year contract pending background and license check, item 1?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under letter C, can I have a motion to approve substitute personnel classified pending background and license check, item 1?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter D, approve hiring of Alice Hilliard for the grades 5 through 8 online summer remediation compensation after completion of program to be paid by student registration fees?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters E through I?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Dana, we'll talk about this one.
Which one?
E through I. The compensation paid out, not by the district.
Well, it's right there, so.
We're going to make cue cards.
Yeah. I need you to talk about it. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say about this one. You're talking about
it's
the members?
It's my understanding. This is not paid.
No, we pay this.
We pay this.
What we wanted to talk about.
It's required by the state. So this is compensation that is made to all of these individuals that the district does not have a choice whether or not to pay. So this is on top of what they earn as their teacher's salaries. So, you know, some people might look at this and say, well, wow, why are they getting additional compensation for all of these things? They're getting this additional compensation because it's warranted and because the state requires it.
Unfunded mandate.
Yes.
They're working with the new teachers.
Correct. Yes, so if you want to explain, yes, these are mentors for new teachers to help bring them along so that they can be successful in our district. Is there any further discussion?
No.
That was a good teamwork.
Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter J, items 1 through 21?
So moved.
Okay, I'm going to stump him again.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wubble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter K, approve the following classified summer 2018 work positions, 8 hours per day, 5 days a week, items 1 through 8.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
So as we look at the 8 names are there, some of the people that we have been a part, currently are a part of our employment and have been in the past. I think the district's aware that during the course of this year, we eliminated some positions, and we need those people for summer work positions. So it seems like a lot, but we're actually not adding any new people in addition to what we've had in the past. Summer's a priority time for any school district to get the buildings ready for the following year. And so if you look and see 8 names that are getting hired, there really are no new additional positions than what the district has employed in the past.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wubble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve items L through Q?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wubble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter R, can I have a motion to approve the resolution for the non-certificated, non-licensed assistant coach supplemental positions for the 2018-2019 school year, pending background check and permit, all positions are subject to adequate participation, attachment X, item 1, Lewis Shule.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Oh, Mr. Yule?
Abstain.
Surprise.
Mrs. Wubble?
Yes.
See what happens when you don't show up? Yeah. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0, 1 abstention. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve items S through KK?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Wubble?
Yes.
Excuse me. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. I know we got through a lot. Before we go into executive session, are there any additional comments that any board members or Mr. Addis or Mrs. Hagenbush would like to make?
I just want to make sure Lewis was surprised there. We're hiring winter wrestling coaches now, and he's a volunteer coach. So in order for you to abstain from voting for yourself, we put you at the end.
Oh, no, I know. I was lost in the shuffle.
Oh, okay.
Where we were at. I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I heard my name.
We are going to have cue cards like, next month.
Like the kid in the classroom that's not paying attention. The teacher's like, Lewis?
Yes.
Mrs. Anderson only had to do that a couple of times to me.
I just want to congratulate again Mrs. Johnson and everyone who is retiring from the district. Best wishes to all of them. And to our senior graduates.
Looking forward to that next Tuesday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just remember, proms this weekend. Drive safe. Watch
yes.
out for the kids.
Thank you for that.
Look for all the pretty pictures on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, if there's no other discussion, could we have a motion to go into executive session?
Wait. To discuss the employment of personnel.
Yes, to discuss the employment of personnel. I'm sorry, I lost my agenda there.
Now you're lost.
Yeah, now I'm the one lost.
Jennifer.
So.
Makes him feel better.
Yeah. It's just for you, Lewis.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, who did?
Did I have a motion?
You did.
Yes.
Second.
Was that you, Pat?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I think we're ready for summer break.
Yes.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wubble?
Yes.
Yes. And no board action will be taken upon the conclusion of executive session. So, thank you all for coming.
Thank you.